Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I booked a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey there, good morning.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night, I guess.
Yeah, and shout out to the patrons on patreon.com/oneepislife. Boy, we've been delivering big for the patrons, I feel like.
Think so?
I think so. Billy, you think we've done a good job bouncing back since you fucked the whole thing up?
Yes, people are really enjoying it. We're getting very positive reviews.
Wow.
Yeah. I hate you so much.
You know, I even brought a different intro today, a little remix. You guys remember this? Remember that someone made this? Hold on. You remember this?
Welcome back.
You guys didn't like Paul, you said you want intro? So, is it from my Welcome Back Harness?
That's what it was. Well, then Puerto Rican in a tree.
You know, DJ. Wait.
Years ago.
It's a beautiful hip-hop collab.
I wonder if this should be, I wonder if that should be the Patreon theme. What do you think? What if that was just the Patreon theme?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Do you enjoy it? You like it or no?
No.
Just because it's a bad, you think it's a bad interpolation of the original?
It fits our style, so just use it.
Right, but you're not going to get into the nitty-gritty of why you don't think it's a good beat.
It's not my style of beat.
Also, I just wish the samples were a little louder. He did this thing where he made the sample sort of like buried in there.
Who did that?
I don't remember. And I don't appreciate you asking because I don't remember. Mm-hmm. What about this, though?
Hey, yo, this your boy Busta Rhymes. We live and direct with the homie, Cypher Sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the big homie, Juan Epstein. We with the short homie, Peter Rosenberg.
Mm. Together, we're a big homie, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, all of y'all put together makes a giant, a big homie. You know, but at the end of the fucking day, I'm the biggest fucking homie. This is Busta fucking Rhymes. Me rocking out on this podcast shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know what the fuck going on this podcast shit.
It's so funny. People, he literally means at that time that he does not understand what a podcast
is. I was literally going to say the way he's doing the drop. He doesn't even know what he's doing a drop for. He thought Juan Epstein was a separate person. Maybe he thought Juan Epstein was Juanito.
It's possible.
This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
You have to remember it was years ago. It's a different time.
I went to check into my hotel in D.C. and it was under Juan Diaz.
But that's not your name.
I know. I think somebody didn't know my name. Somebody who booked the room didn't know my name. They looked me up they saw the podcast and they were like, oh, his name is Juan.
Juan Diaz.
So I Google myself in front of the hotel lobby.
Wait, to show that it was the wrong thing?
Yeah. Cypher Sounds and then Luis Diaz. It was a big kerfuffle.
Oh, there was a kerfuff.
It was a kadoo.
Oh, I hate much kadoo.
Yeah. That's my air horn. That's the one that did it all.
Wait, that's the one? That's yours?
Yeah, play it again.
No, I don't think it was yours.
Yeah.
Well, I got it from you, so.
I made that. I made that in the back studio of Hot 97. That's the sequence that became a worldwide phenomenon.
For some reason, I thought yours was the just a straight
Yeah, now that we can trigger it live, that's the one I made to try to sound like that before we had samplers and shit all up in our computer.
That's so interesting because it's like choppier than I would think. How do I say this the right way? It's kind of nasty.
It was nasty back then. Things were nasty. We didn't think about it. Before we had Serato, where you could just trigger sound effects.
Yeah.
I had to go in the back computer, delete, take one air horn noise, make several tracks, kind of stack it. There was no fucking triggering back then.
I was looking at the 1-app hard drive, which is why I have these audio clips. It all started because I just wanted to make sure we had this in the system.
Because I'm not involved.
I just wanted to make sure we had that on the thing. And then I was like, you know what? I should add some other things.
This was years ago.
And in doing so, I pulled out the 1-app drive that Seif gave me of like our videos and things. And I pulled up a picture. I think there's a chance, Seif. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of me. There's one of me and one of you. I think it could be from the day of the first 1-app. And of course, in class, I don't know if I can.
Maybe it'll go in the podcast museum or something, Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah, right.
Nah, nobody's going to remember that.
How about this, Seif? I don't want to spend a long time today on things that make me feel pathetic.
Oh, okay. Well, then I should probably go.
Go because you got lots?
Yeah, it's not going well.
All right, we'll get to that in a second then. How about this, though? Tell me this isn't the most one-up thing of all time, or me thing, or you thing of all time. I got a text message today from a guy. I don't want to give any information because I don't want to in any way play him.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's a great guy. Really nice guy. And does
a good guy.
He's a great guy. He does a podcast, and I've done his podcast, and it's really good. Does a nice job. He reaches out to me to ask if I can help him because he's been tapped to host multiple events for Hip Hop 50. Seif, it includes him moderating conversations with a few legends. The kind of thing you or I could, they could say, hey, you're doing it in 2 hours. And we could just walk in and do it and do a great job. No doubt about it.
No research necessary.
Not a word.
Only conversation is where, what time are you going to be there? I'll meet you there.
What time? Boom. And he's reaching out to me to see if I can help him, like, bone up for it. Because, like, he's clearly not the person who should be doing this.
Right.
But he is. And ask for my help. And I had two choices. Be a douchebag who doesn't want to help because in my mind it's like, well, why didn't they ask me? But that has nothing to do with this person. So I should just give them the help that he's asking for, which is what I'm going to do. But still, it was just the irony. Someone reached out and like, yo, I really need your help with something. What? Well, I was booked for this thing that you should have been booked for. You're not. Mm-hmm. And nor were you booked for anything. But I do want your help so I can do a good job. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Sure. I should help you.
Are you going to tell me who the person is?
But you're not going to know the person.
I won't know the person?
I don't think so. No.
So someone I don't even know is doing something we should be doing.
They don't even do hip hop. That's not what they do.
No, I'm about to give up, man. I'm about to give up.
I'm not saying the person doesn't like hip hop. Like, I'm not saying there's not a rap song that comes
on. They heard of hip hop before?
No, they definitely 100% heard of hip hop.
Good. Good. Then it's fine. Then it's fine.
Oh, God.
Because I'm not involved.
All right, so Sif,
is that me? Is that me?
I'm not involved.
Oh, no, that was me. Peter Bitterbender said to me, why aren't you coming to Hip Hop 50? And I said,
because I'm not involved.
Oh, no, that's the guy. Wait, is that the guy from the clip or is that me?
Yeah, no, it's the guy from the clip.
From the wrestling thing.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Dennis Stamp, our spirit animal. So Sif, what do you have to complain about this week? You sold out shows in DC.
Oh no, the DC. Okay, here's the thing. Here's how my life is from now on. And shout out to the One Up fans that came through to the show. Good amount. I forgot the guy's name. I'm so sorry. I forgot your name.
You got to start writing it down.
I know. I shouted him before because he came to my show in Baltimore.
Okay.
Then he came again to DC by himself. I said, bro, that was 3 weeks ago. I did the same jokes. You didn't have to come. And Eddie bought a shirt. Respect due. Sold out the DC Improv. I did 5 shows stand up. 3 of the 5 of them were sold out.
Okay.
2 of them were very close to being sold out. And then I did the Take Your Personal Hip Hop Improv show on Sunday, which was amazing.
So who'd you end up getting for it?
Joe Clair.
Oh, how'd you get Joe Clair?
Killed it, bro.
How'd you
hilarious.
Get
him? The club helped me get him. He's a comic, you know what I mean?
How about you? Did you go ahead and get his phone number so we could get him on our hip hop podcast?
Yeah. Well, I texted him twice. He never responded. I didn't even know if he was going to show up on Sunday. He just walked together. he just what's the word that he kind of not gallivanted?
Yeah, he gallivanted. No. He
kind of just breezed in like.
Yeah, did he look the same?
Looks the same, a little gray in the beard, everything else the same.
You know what annoys me?
What's that?
When people decide at like age 45, even earlier sometimes, to let the beard grow. And I'm going to be honest, this is an epidemic I've noticed with black friends more than white friends. It's more stark. The contrast is more stark. Mm-hmm. They let the beard go full.
Yeah.
And the beard's completely gray. But other than that, they still look young. And I'm like, wait a second. Why are you doing this? Do you realize that if you're a 40-year-old man whose face is of that of a 40-year-old man, and you decide to go with a full, bushy, completely gray beard, you are intentionally adding 20 years.
Bro, he was fly. He had fly jeans on. He had the freshest Jordans. He had on a cool shirt. You know what I mean? Like, look at like, and it's just like, I remember when I did Hip Hop Treasures, that's on A&E right now, Saturdays.
Wait, every Saturday at 10 o'clock?
I did an episode about DMX and I was hanging out with Wild from the Rough Riders. And I mean, he's an older guy, but he's in shape. He's kind of built, had on some cool clothes, bald head, jewelry, but just a gray in the front, like a shaped up goatee.
But it's all gray?
Like white.
White, right.
Like, bro, come on, what you doing? And he's like, nah, the ladies love it. Silver Fox. And I'm like, I'll never be a Silver Fox, never.
Silver Fox, I don't like. Salt and Pepper. You want to go Salt and Pepper? Like you're seeing a little bit of both? You know who's working the Salt and Pepper now very nicely? As if this guy needed any help fucking? Method Man. Meth now has a little of like the Salt and Pepper beard. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That works. But okay. I got news for most guys who decide to grow in the gray beard. You're not Method Man. You just look old as fuck. Why? Why is this the move?
I mean, you want to look old?
Yo, it's crazy. Speaking of which, I see these pictures of Ebro when I looked at the drive. And, dude, without the gray in his beard, he goes down fucking 15 years.
Really?
It's crazy. Yo, when he was around the time that he stole your job and kicked you and made kicked you out and made you homeless.
I remember that.
he looked fucking young, dude. Like, he's young. And now,
his whole life is a troll. His whole old man Ebro, gray hair. I'm old. He's trolling.
Right. So the gray was actually the bonus he'd been waiting for.
Yes.
Like, yes.
And then like girls looking at him, like, oh, I like Ebro. He's getting like, nah, I'm old. Nah, get out of here. I'm old.
I'm too old, baby.
With my Vans on and my chain wallet and my fucking Supreme hat. I'm old, man. I'm an old man. Get out of here. I'm old, you little youngsters.
Yo, that is fucking hilarious. Because every detail he just gave to what the chain wall. Yo, why are you the first person to point out the chain wall?
It's a guaranteed convo starter. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's built in a convo starter.
I'm the old man.
Why you let your gray in? Nah, I'm old. He look good for old. Works out every day, drinks nothing but water, and eats broccoli. I'm old though. I'm the old man. I got a cane. it's my dick.
Wait, you just made that part up. That you had the cane is my dick. Anyways,
he's killing it. Wait, so how do you, the photo, the one-up, how do you know it's the first one?
I'm looking. How many one-ups did we do, would you guess? I guess it could be a lot. So before you ruin my dreams, how long do we stay in?
Bro, I don't know. So, bro, I can't even.
What do you think?
I know for a fact we started one-up in 07. It's when we met. 07 is when I got the call when I was working at Shea 45, and I remember saying, hey, we want to give you and this guy, Peter Rosenberg, the pre-morning show, whatever. I remember 07. Mm. We started doing one-up right around then. That's fucking, how many years ago?
Yeah,
13 is 10. So 10 and then 13, 2013 to 07. Is 10, 9, 8, is it 6? 6 more?
What's the date? So I came up there July. I came up there July 07. Mm-hmm. We started doing the show about a year later, right? Because I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean 07?
My first real late episode was July 07.
Oh, but
we didn't have mornings.
Wait, you was doing real late. How much before we just started doing mornings?
At least six months. Really? We're just real late. Yeah.
Wait, you said you came to Hot in July.
Stop saying you came, my guy.
Sorry. You came you arrived at Hot 97 in July of 07.
Correct. Sorry. My first day at Hot 97 ever. I take it back. I lied. It was June 07. It was Summer Jam. My first day was Summer Jam.
Your first day at work was Summer Jam. That's when you were walking around with the flip cam.
Not a flip cam. It was with DJ Quiz.
Because they wanted you to get content.
I was there to get content.
Before we called it content.
Yeah, apparently it wasn't.
Like, before they called them serial killers, they called them sequential killers. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they called them sequential killers.
But, like, I do appreciate you comparing me to a serial killer.
Yeah. So then.
So when do you think, Billy, can you find out when the first one ep was? Is there a date of what the first one was? There has to be.
There's no way.
Because I'm looking right now, Sife, in our folder, and all the episodes you have, they're all the same date, which is like.
Somebody loaded them in at the same time. Right. Yeah.
So this picture says, Sife, June 29th, 2008. The picture I'm about to show you.
I thought we started in 07.
No, we didn't, though. I realized I started in 07. The podcast must start in 08.
When did we go to the fucking Irish pub with Ebro?
Sometime before this podcast started.
Who gives a fuck? How about that?
Why? I don't like what you're saying.
I like Travis Scott album.
Really?
Love it.
Really? Love
it more than the last one.
I haven't even listened yet. Sife, could that be the first day?
I mean, I don't know. Could be. Nope. I still got those shorts. Triple five soul. Camo shorts. I still got those. I look like wearing a hat, but that's just my headphones down, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I was a good looking guy. I was getting bitches back then.
Well, you're a thin man.
I was getting bitches back then.
All right. Now, how about this?
Man, I remember the good old days. I might fucking go back to that, man.
What, the bitch?
Yeah, I might go back to that.
Getting the bitch? How about that? And then the other shot we have would be.
Oh, my God. Who's this full head-headed gentleman? Full head of hair.
Nasty neckline, just hair, white boy neck hair.
I mean, why would we be in that room talking?
Only for one app.
Yeah, there was no reason for us to. That's the room I made the air horn in.
I know.
That's literally the room I made the air horn in.
I know. You're talking about.
Is there a date on that picture? Or there's no date.
The date that's here is June 29th, 2008.
This is all in the drive I gave you?
Yeah, bro. You don't do the work. You're not in here doing the work.
I don't remember even remember this shit. No, I think I put that stuff in. I put everything I have of 1UP in there. That wasn't given us to us from the station. I put that in.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Who else would it have been? Who's that?
That's a girl.
That's original girl?
Yeah, girl. I just DM'd her recently, said, how you doing? I think she got two kids now. She's
wow.
She's fine, man. She's fine.
Wait, girl is woman now?
Girl is woman. Wait, woman.
But then there was a girl too.
I don't remember girl. What was girl's name? Oh, Jessine.
But what about the other girl who was thinner? The really
no, this is girl. This is girl. This is the one Miss Jones used to yell out, girl.
Oh, that Miss Jones. She's the original girl from Miss
Jones. Yeah, that's where it comes. The name comes from. Miss Jones used to say, open the door, and she would just say, girl.
And you realize that that's insane.
That's Jessine. Who was the other girl?
There you go. How about that?
Eating the crumbs, baby.
Look at Sife sucking down some Cheeto crumbs.
Wait, if nobody's watching this, I guess we have to explain what's happening. I have an empty bag of Cheetos, my head tilted back 90 degrees, and Cheetos just being shoved into my gullet, as you would say.
That's right. Shoving Cheeto dust right down his gullet. The Cheetos match his shirt with Nike shirt.
What is this shirt? Step correct. Nike shirt. Step correct. I respect it. Where's that shirt? I like that shirt.
Now, the question is,
there's a picture of Trina in the back.
Now, the real question is, though, in episode 1 of 1UP, I wonder if it starts out with you eating Cheetos.
Maybe. Who knows?
You know? Let's see if I can get this to play.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever episode.
Here we go.
First ever episode of the Jurican, a.k.a. 1UPstein. The most Puerto Rican-ish, Jewishest, not that Puerto Rican, not that Jewish podcast you can imagine. I'm Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, I'm Cypher Sounds.
Cypher Sounds is here.
I don't really even know what a podcast is.
He literally is doing a podcast with no understanding of what we're doing.
No idea.
How are you this involved in media and you don't know where a podcast is going to... So you have no concept of where this is going to end up even?
No, I'm not really good at that internet thing.
Have you downloaded a podcast before? You own an iPod?
Yes.
Do you have no podcast on your iPod?
I do have podcasts, I think.
Yo, why are we talking over beds? What are we doing?
We thought we were doing radio.
How'd you listen to the Gervais podcast?
Somebody gave it to me.
Oh, so you didn't actually go procure it for my rap careers?
We're skipping ahead here about your chips.
Right. I'm way famouser than the situations, like the number of situations I get.
I totally know. And then you meet people who are way less famous, who have way more situations. Way more. And you're like, how did you finagle?
Look, this is already.
At least we keep it consistent.
No, this is 2008. This is 2008. And we are complaining already.
It's 2007.
2007, right?
Yeah, I looked in the. It doesn't have an exact date, but it does say 2007.
Well, where does it say that?
If you right click the file and you go to get info.
When did we start the morning show? The pre-morning show when Big Boy. Oh, just look up when did Big Boy start?
Big Boy.
Why are we doing research on our fucking lives right now?
I don't know. It is. But by the way, it's funny because we're talking to people who know the answer. Like the hardcore listeners are yelling at their thing right now because they know when we started the fucking podcast.
But it's all murky back then. They think they know.
All right. Well, how about this then? Fuck face. I know for a fact my first day was Summer Jam 2007. Fact. Okay.
So that's the first Sunday of June 2007.
There's no way.
Because Summer Jam was always the first Sunday. Puerto Rican Parade was the second Sunday.
There's no way that we didn't start early mornings within 2 months.
No. We started 1UP before we started mornings because we had to get used to how we sounded with each other.
No, but we started weekend mornings. Oh, you think Weekend Mornings started that early though? Like maybe in that summer?
Oh, Weekend. I forgot about Weekend Mornings. When was that?
Damn, bro. Did we even live this thing called life?
I don't even remember the weekend shit.
Yes. So this,
that's what were we doing? Did we do it live on the weekends?
Here's where our confusion is. Yes. We did it live on fucking Saturday and maybe Sunday or maybe just Saturday. Oh
my God, what the fuck were we doing? We did it live? But wasn't I doing Cypher Saturdays?
Yeah.
Did I have to stop Cypher Saturdays to do? Oh man, this is.
It wouldn't it be nice if someone could tell us the history of our lives? By the way, I know who we can ask. We'll ask the third person there. He's always good for a factual story. Ebro, he'll definitely know the exact facts, and he won't just make up a version that he likes and suits his story really well.
Ebro's version is so... Oh, man. Ebro lives in the Spider-Verse. Ebro's version is a whole nother universe of when he molded us from clay.
Ebro would be like, so I was walking down Fifth Avenue, and I was with a bad bitch, big old titties. We're walking down the street. I get a call from Hove. I hit end because fuck that.
Yeah, well, for what? For what?
I was like, what does he want? He probably trying to bother me for Summer Jam. Anyways, I stepped over this disgusting piece of shit that I thought was actually a feces. I thought I was stepping over doo-doo. And I looked and I said, does that doo-doo have eyes? And it was a white boy. And I picked him up by his dirty white face.
That's right. I told him, go produce Miss Jones' show.
I said, well, you don't happen. I said, what do you do? And he said, I don't do nothing. I just lay here and shit because I'm filthy. And I said, would you like to produce Miss Jones? And he said, I guess so. And then next thing you know, I had a vision. I was in my bathroom and I stood on the toilet and I slipped and I hit my head. And when I hit my head, I had a vision of a thing called a podcast.
A what?
A podcast.
So I had to call my boy Steve Jobs, right? And say, yo, invent something that I could play my boy's podcast on. Invent something, Stevie. How can I play this pod? I want to make a cast, but I want it to be potted. And then he's like, fuck. What if I create like a mobile MP3 player and I'll call it an iPod? Yeah.
That's the ticket.
No, call it an ePod. But how you spell your name? Ebro. Yeah, but it's Ibrahim, so put an I in it. So it's an iPod. Oh yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been the ePod.
Hey, yo, and put a glass screen on that shit. No plastic.
I like the idea that Ebro said it's called a podcast. You think Steve would go, well, why is it called a podcast? I don't know. I just thought of it that way.
Well, it ain't broad, Steve. It ain't broad.
It's pod.
It's for individual listening to.
So wait, what are
wait,
you?
Who, wait, I want to tell you real quick. I want to ask you real quick. Who is the snitch that takes these clips and plays them for Ebro?
That's a great question.
Who is that person?
Because you know what's happening.
Somebody has to be, yo, they were trashing you on 1UP. But who is that? Who does that? I wonder if we even know the person.
I'd like to think Ebro's at a point in his life where he could appreciate the humor in this story.
I don't think he would get offended by it. I'm just wondering who thinks he would and plays it for him.
Well, you know, Shawnee used to work for Ed Lover. We know that to be true. Yo, Sife, do you realize how bad it is that we do the morning show out of the 25th Street studio? Do you realize the fuckery that's happening?
What's going on over there?
Bro, you've been there before.
Yeah.
It's madness. It's yo. I saw
it's worse than COVID.
I saw Chuck chill out. And Ebro was like, yo, Rosenberg, go ask Chuck what he thinks about the studio. And Chuck described it as like, it's like the projects, bro. It's like a shitty project apartment where in one room there's just a radio studio. There's a broke down kitchen, nasty wood floor. It's just nasty.
Is there AC in there?
There's AC. There's AC.
Where's the office now?
The office, I believe, is at what our future studio will be already. I think there
where are people.
Okay. Same area as our temporary, not the same area.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're not on Hudson no more.
Gone.
You had to find a new parking lot. You had to find a new, everything is different now.
Ben sent me pictures the other day of him throwing shit out. And he said, he told me he rescued. Ben said they were about to throw out every reel, every fucking cart. And he went through and he believes he rescued all the stuff that was of any like significance. Because obviously a lot of it's just commercials and bullshit that you actually don't care about.
Even that would be cool though.
I know. But it's like, where do you draw the line of what you keep? Now, in your case, never. You never draw the line. You just keep getting.
I kept a lot of stuff, but I drew the line. I got rid of some stuff.
Yeah, you drew a line. So yeah, it's nasty. Now you said when the podcast started, when the radio program started earlier, that you wanted to complain.
This one or the first one?
No, I don't know about the first one, but this one today.
Today.
You made it sound like you had. I went right into my complaints about how people call me for advice on events that I should be hosting.
Yeah.
But then you said, oh, no, it's me. I got something. And then you told us how great DC was.
Oh, yeah. What I was beginning to say was when it comes to me standing on stage, just me. Me standing on stage in front of people telling jokes, it is the only thing I want to do and the only thing I live for. It's the only thing I'm good at. It's the only thing I feel good about. I'm excited to do it. I'm sad when it's over, waiting for the next day to do it again.
What? You're a fucking fiend. Listen, you hear this? I am
debilitatingly depressed and the imposter's. Let me tell you exactly how I wrote it.
What, you wrote it down?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Give me a second.
This is bad.
One second. Debilitatingly depressed mixed with extreme imposter syndrome and a lack of self-worth or respect. That's off stage.
What about on stage?
Oh, on stage, I'm killing it. I'm fire.
When did you write down that version of yourself?
Oh, somebody asked me this morning how I was doing.
And that was your answer?
That was the answer.
Was this person someone you know? I hope it wasn't just like someone in your, like you walked into a
building. I know. Yeah, someone like, you know, I'm trying to do new business with.
Oh, perfect. Someone you want to do business
with. I said not someone I'm trying to do new business with.
Okay.
I got to keep the imposter syndrome up.
It's not imposter syndrome. That sounds like you'd be eating pasta.
No, isn't it gnocchi? As we're filled with gnocchi and ziti.
The gnocchi?
I have no friends.
What do you mean you have no friends?
I have no friends. No one likes me.
That's right.
No one likes me if you know me deeper than a surface level.
What do you mean?
No one invites me to shit.
Like what?
No one likes me. No one hangs with me. No one tries to hang with me. Anybody asking for Chappelle tickets? Anybody? Nope. Nope.
Everybody wants to
Use
you.
Nope. Everybody. Nope. I'm not getting tickets. Have a nice fucking life.
Wow.
Nobody wants to hang with me. I was called mean 3 times this weekend. Separate people.
Mean.
So, you know what? When you hear something 3 times in a short span of time, it means it's real.
What context did people call you mean? I mean, like, was it at the comedy club? Like someone random on the street, a friend?
No. Someone I know. People I know.
People you know said you were mean.
Yeah. Like almost like half joking, but like, oh my God, you're mean. Like it was a girl. Like you're mean. And I was like, because I want the job done right. I'm mean. Okay. All right.
Well, so what did you take away from that though? You said if people say something 3 times, it's true.
Yeah.
Did you come away saying that? Then you decided that maybe you're mean.
Yeah.
Or you decided that you don't have any friends, nobody likes you, nobody wants to hang out with you.
It's all jumbled in there. It's all in there.
It's
all good. Listen, I'm gonna keep with my surface level friends.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do a lot of surface level shit. And I'm just gonna fucking move on.
You have nobody that you don't consider a surface level friend?
I do, but
That's not professional. I don't mean professional friends. I mean like a personal friend.
I do, but I don't know, we don't talk about this kind of stuff.
Like what I'm trying to say is, do you have anyone in your life who's an actual friend who you reach out to because you care about them, but they don't care about you? So they don't reach back out.
Wait, say that again.
Like, are there, you said you don't have friends.
Yeah.
I'm saying you probably, in my mind, I guess what I'm thinking is, let me not be coy. I'm thinking you do have friends.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't talk to them, it's probably because you don't reach out to them and they also don't reach out to you. You guys are just in like a rut of bad friendship.
There's a lot of that.
Like, I'm sure there's a lot of those. They'd be happy. If you called, they'd be like, oh, Sife, what the fuck's going on?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4 real friends. Okay. Like we're the type of friends where we see each other four times a year, guaranteed. 2 or 3 more sprinkled in because of some event or something or whatever.
Okay.
Guaranteed 4 times a year, which is not, you know, some of my friends got kids. You talking every 3 months or so for birthdays, whatever, you get together, you know, or one of them is DJing a party or one of them's having an event and we go pop up. Oh shit. You get big hugs, laugh, love. Like when Chappelle's in town, I always like, yo, Chappelle's at the Stand, Secret Show, if you want to come, and one of them will come. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like this, like I'm gonna throw it to you before I throw it to somebody who's asking me that's not a real friend.
Correct.
And then if you say no, then I'll start dishing them out to like people that I can get something from, like a benefit to both of us.
Got it. Okay.
Like the guy who runs the Soho house. Like, yo, Chappelle's had to come through. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Someone like that. Which is all good. I have a lot of those. A lot of really cool surface. At work, I'm thriving in friends. Thriving.
Thriving in work friends, right?
Work friends, ridiculous. It's great. Don't get deep.
There's something else going on here, though.
Go on.
Well, I mean, you're making this the thing about friends, but like the you being sort of depressed thing or being depressed has been an on and off recurring thing for a while now.
I think that's what depression is, right?
Probably.
It goes in and out. Is it seasonal?
Yeah.
Does seasonal depression mean the actual seasons outside, or is it that your depression comes in different seasons in your life?
I thought seasonal depression is about actual seasons.
Like people get,
yes,
in the winter they get seasonally depressed.
Correct. That's what.
Well, that's summertime. I get seasonally depressed in the summer.
That would be strange.
I hate the summer.
But why would it make you depressed? I mentioned not liking it as much, but why would it get you depressed?
Well, people get depressed in the winter because it's winter.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Right, because
related to changes in seasons and begins and ends about the same time every year.
So people in LA don't get seasonally depressed.
Maybe that. Yeah, it's a great question by you.
I wonder. Is that like a west? I mean, a northeast thing
phenomenon.
Anyway, but yeah, so like these kids are on the road with me.
Yeah,
I'm not their friend. You know what I mean? They're friendly. We're all having a great time.
Right.
Right. Having a great time. They help out. They get like one kid. I let, you know, do 5 minutes on all the shows, every single one, including the improv show. They're friends, but then like they treat me like a boss. You know what I mean?
Well, but you are kind of their boss.
No, I'm not. I'm a guy who's giving you an opportunity. Like, hey, you said you're a young entrepreneur. Here's some opportunities that were given to me. Boom, I'm gonna throw them to you. I don't want to be the boss.
But you are like a mentor.
Mentor, fine. Mentor and boss, it's two different things.
Well, but yeah, but here's the question. If they fuck up something, do you yell at them?
If you volunteer to do something and then don't do that thing, yes, I'm gonna yell at you.
But that's the boss feeling. Because people get, I feel you. Feeling of when someone gets yelled at because they mess something up, it's like, all right, that's an authority figure. That's someone.
Well, then guess who's never going to ask for you to do anything ever again?
Wait, why? I don't understand.
Because like you're going to get upset. Like if I'm a boss for something you asked to do, but then you're not doing it. So now I'm like, now I'm getting the brunt. I asked you to do this thing where I could have done it myself, but since you said you were going to do it, boom, now you do it and then you don't do it. I'm like, I could have did it myself. Why am I coming out of pocket? Why am I coming out of pocket for this thing that I could have did myself? I have a tripod. I got a camera. And then, but it's fine. It's fine. We're learning. But then it's like, afterwards, people going out, you know what I mean? We all walk back to the hotel together. Mm-hmm. But then some people go back out after we get to the hotel. Maybe I wanted to go back out.
But they don't hit you up to see you go back out because it's like going out because you're not a friend.
Going out with the fucking boss. Nobody wants to go out with the boss. I'm not the boss.
This is deep.
I mean, what do you think? Am I wrong or right? Or am I fucking in outer space?
No, you're not. Your feelings can't be wrong.
I understand the age thing. But like.
But what?
No, it's like, okay, like I know this girl that manages a club in D.C. It's literally a block away from D.C. Improv. Literally. We went there two nights in a row.
Okay, because it's just, you know her and it's down the street.
Oh, it's like there's a crazy line. You know that area, DuPont Circle. It's like popping.
What's the club?
I think it's called 12 After 12.
Oh, so it's
right probably above Nando's.
Okay, I don't know shit. But besides, when I was in D.C., there was no fucking Nando's. So what the fuck?
Okay, yeah. So yeah, whatever. It's right over there. Whatever. So I know this girl. She manages the club.
DuPont Circle. All right.
I'm going to go check it out. Like, she's going to get us in. Free drinks. I don't even drink. So right, what the fuck do I care?
No, you're not going to enjoy the free drinks.
I don't even need her to get me in because as soon as I walk up, security is like, yo, Cypher Sounds, what's good? You coming in? Yeah, I know so-and-so. Oh, shit. Like, they didn't even know I knew her.
But they
weren't in, right? Then they try to charge my people. Yo, but they got to pay. Nah, man, they not paying. They with me. I'll step out. I step right back out of the line.
Boom.
And they're like, no. We'll figure out. Boom, we get in. Then the next night, same thing. We go again. First night was like dead. It was like a weird night. It was dead. Next night, popping. Then the next night, your man Lucas is like, I'm like, yo, I'm going to the hotel. Like now I'm like, none of y'all are my friends. Fuck all y'all. I'm out.
Wait, why? What happened though that led to that?
It's just over the time of the weekend, like just little shit. Like, I don't know. I don't want to go into every little detail, but just like things happening that's showing me, oh, we're not like, if we're buddies, then just say it or say it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I fucked up. My bad. And I'd be like, no problem. We'll figure it out tomorrow. You know what I mean? But like, oh, I'm so sorry. I fucked up. And then like getting upset. And I'm like, why are you getting scared of me? I'm not your boss. I'm just asking for the thing you said you were going to give me. I'm just asking for that thing.
I right in there is where the problem is. Is where there's like a disconnect between what they're feeling and how you're processing it. It's very, yep, Billy?
It's literally me.
What do you mean? Go ahead.
No, with me and him, or with you guys in general.
What do you mean?
And also, like, when you guys asked, like, I asked for this, where, like, I'm saying I relate on that side.
Which side?
Because you have even said to me, like, you said to me, like, I don't consider myself your boss, but, like, I do. Well, but I also like a mentor now, type person too.
You are now 100% freed of any employment of mine.
Did you mean or just you are,
no? I was saying I like relate to what he's talking about.
I know, but Billy, for the love of Christ, you relate. You relate from the point of feeling like Lucas.
Which side?
Both sides of it because I'm kind of in the middle. I'm kind of stuck in the middle. Like those guys talk to me. I talk to you guys.
Right. True.
So I'm like stuck in the middle where like, I'm not anybody's boss either, but people ask me for advice and tips.
Okay.
But it's not really my decision because I'm not their boss. They work with Cypher, not for, because he just said he's not their boss.
Works with. That's right. They're friends.
Yeah.
Or not.
You get what I'm saying?
Sort of. Joker's to the left of me, something to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle with you. We understand.
What?
So yeah, I think there's a disconnect right there between.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
I mean, how, it depends how real you want to keep it. You know what I'm saying? How do you want to? I mean, you know what I mean?
If
you
want to, let's keep it real.
When people don't do something that you expect,
you expect?
Yeah. An expectation. Okay. You set an expectation.
They said it. They said it.
Or they set an expectation.
They said it. Not me. I expect nothing.
Okay.
They set the expectation.
But see that even arguing over that point is to you, it's relevant. To them, it's not. It's your either way, whether they set the expectation or you have the expectation. If you are expecting something and one doesn't deliver, you are an intimidating presence. 100%.
Okay.
I won't sit here and lie to you as someone who's been working with you for fucking 16 years. And you
all do 7 or all 8.
It depends on the year. I don't know. No, 15, 16 years. So like you are that you are. If you don't get what has been laid out as the expectation by whoever.
My word is my bond.
And you are very good at that. But the problem is most people aren't like you. And I think maybe you're holding people to a standard that you hold yourself to. But like I don't know if it's a realistic standard to hold other people to. And I feel like you're perpetually disappointed by every single person.
All right. Well, my word is my bond. I come from the 5% nation of gods and earths, and your word is your bond. And if you don't have that, what the fuck do you have?
Well, I guess I'd respond with
listen,
this. How's it working out for you?
Listen. It's working out fine for me when I run as Juan Solo.
In terms of your happiness, though, how's it working out? You're perpetually disappointed by everybody.
Yeah.
And if more importantly, you feel it in some way as an offense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like I'm a great example, right? Because my tardiness when we did our morning show together drove you insane, right?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I'm not in retrospect trying to make it sound like
time is the most precious commodity of life. In this 75 some odd years that we have, time 75.
I don't like you lowballing this.
Listen, man, what, are you going to live to 100? That 80 to 100 is not pleasant.
Times are changing, Sife.
Sometimes, yeah, okay.
I'll show you an 85-year-old who's going to go, okay.
Mr. Diaz, we don't think you can drive anymore. Can I have one more drive so I could fucking drive off the bridge? Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Goodbye.
Let me just get one more. Let me go around the block. George Washington Bridge.
Pow.
Out.
So yeah, I just feel like there's obviously a lot of things here at play.
But it's a lot. Well, like, bro. We're going to DC Improv. We stayed at a hotel. It's about 2.5 blocks away. This kid, it's not nothing bad against this kid.
Oh, right. Okay.
I said, the show is at, I think it was early show. The show's at 6. Literally takes less than 10 minutes to walk there. I don't like to walk in when people are being seated because then I'm in like the front where they come in. So I try to time it where people are already seated and I walk in. I'm not first anyway. I don't have to be there until 6:40. By the time I go on, but I like to make sure the show starts right. Da 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 da. Meet me downstairs 5:40. I go downstairs at 5:40. No one's there. You think I stood around and waited? I told them this before. The 3 other times they were late. I said, this is the last time I'm waiting for y'all. This is the last time I'm waiting for y'all. This was like, you know what I mean? Like, when it's time to roll, it's time to roll. I'm not here to wait for you. You asked to come here. 5:40, I came downstairs. Nobody was there. I walked to the club. They didn't call me until like 6:03. Sife, where you at? Oh, I'm at the DC Improv before showtime, like we're supposed to be.
Okay. But what's
so about- you never perform in comedy clubs. You're performing at one of the top 5 in the country, but you late?
One more.
You late?
But okay, I agree. I think everyone would agree that this is a good lesson to teach to someone who you are in ways mentoring. He's young. He's getting an opportunity early that most people don't get. And he's being a bit of a privileged douche and not appreciating it in a moment. And you showed him, well, when that happens, guess what? I'm out. Did you still let him perform?
Yeah, of course.
You would have been fine not even having him perform. Be like, all right, and by the way, when you don't show up, you won't perform. I wouldn't even be mad at that.
You mean if you were me or him?
I'm saying from my perspective standing here, I don't think what you did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one thing.
That's one very specific thing.
That's my time is precious thing. Bro, maybe I'm a fucking anomaly. You tell me meet you downstairs at 5:40. I'm downstairs at 5:20. It's no talk. There's no talk. I'm downstairs 5:20. Like,
no, that's an anomaly.
I'm not trying to miss this. Huh?
That is an anomaly, though. Even someone with a dream coming true might be down there at 5:35. 5:20?
5:20, bro, because shit goes left.
I think that's very unique. I'm being honest with you. I think that's super unique.
All right.
But I think it's good to hear this, isn't it? Like, I'm telling you from my stance, I know some people who are really.
I'm not telling you to be downstairs 5:20. I'm telling you to be downstairs 5:40.
Right. You're just
saying. I'm telling you I would be downstairs at 5:20. That's just me. Hey, Sife, how did you get to this level? Well, one thing I would do is be downstairs at 5:20. That's the one thing. That's one thing that I do. Super early. Ain't no difference than looking at your phone, looking at TikTok in your room, looking at TikTok in the lobby. It's the same fucking thing. First thing I do when I wake up is I shower because I stay ready. I don't walk around all day. Maybe I'll shower in a little while. Wake up, shower. Because that call, I'm like, yo, we need you. Yo, can you come to the ready? Let's go. Jip.
Now, by the way, I like that you're telling, we're also giving advice now on this is what I would do. But in the same thing, you're also saying, by the way, I'm fucking miserable.
What is that related to the other?
I'm only happy when I'm on the stage. I don't know. Is it not related to the other? Is it completely not related that you're always every moment? This could be it. Like you're prepared for war 24/7, 365.
Yeah, but I'm like, not. But it doesn't stress me. I'm so prepared. It's not even that doesn't stress me. It stresses me when it doesn't go right. Being ready and prepared doesn't stress me. It's the most comfortable.
And I'm just presenting it as a question.
People don't like to back into parking spots. They think it's weird. Okay, I'm ready to go. Because when you're trying to back out and turn your shit and look in your camera and a guy fucking blasts you in the face, you should have backed up earlier, okay? That's on you.
I do think about that, particularly in like a parking lot, like leaving a summer jam or something where you know it's going to be a situation. I'm ready to pull out. Hey, yo.
But anyway, so somebody, oh, you're mean. Like, Flex was mean to me. Chuck Chillout was mean to him. Like, this is how I learned, man.
So you're not denying that you're mean. You're saying that maybe you are mean, but that's what you were taught to be was mean, and it worked for you.
I wouldn't use the word mean, maybe stern. But also, like, what about all the nice shit? When does that get mentioned? Somebody called me mean as I was fronting the bill for dinner and a hotel, losing money on a trip. I lost. Why? Why did I lose? Because I'm mean? Or am I nice bringing someone to get opportunities they never had before? Is that not nice? Is that not nice?
I got to tell you, this is now getting fascinating.
Is that not a nice thing to do, to bring someone on the road, a young person trying to make it in this game? Hey, Michael Che never paid for me to go on the road in the beginning. Eventually he did. The first person I really, really went on the road with, like in a real way, was Michael Che. I said, hey, Mike, can I go on the road with you? He's like, I don't really bring openers. I will pay for myself. I just want to see what it's like on the road. He said, I don't know.
All right. I have a thought on this. actually a distinction between what you just said. You said, am I nice? Is it not nice when I'm taking someone? I have a distinction that I think could be useful. I also want to tell you about the Uber ride from hell and some other things that we need to talk about, including hip hop treasures. Sife's life is not all misery. He's actually giving tremendous reviews for this hip hop treasures.
Bro, so we'll get love, bro.
So we'll talk about all that on the Patreon.
It's all purpose.
So listen, if you made it to the end of this episode, which was among the more introspective and crazed episodes of all time,
and you are a loser.
A, you are a loser. And B, why would you not just sign up for Patreon? Because you're in deep right now. So come on over to Patreon. We're going to go over there.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.